Welcome to Commons and Chronicles, the podcast where we talk about all the best Creative Commons and reusable open game license content. If you need resources for your creative writing, game design, or you just love lore, Commons and Chronicles is for you. Hi everyone, this is Klaatu. We have now entered the domain of the neutral good gods in the Gods of Porphyra. If you haven't picked up a copy of Gods of Porphyra, I highly, highly recommend it. It's driving so much of this podcast right now, so you may as well get a hard copy of it because it's got great content. You can find it over at drivethroughrpg.com/product/102872. It's well worth it. It's about $10 or $20 if you get both a PDF and a hard copy. It's got great content, as you're hearing on this podcast. Of course, I'm not reading it word for word generally, but you get the idea. And what I haven't read and will not be reading on this podcast are the 10 extra pages in addition to the gods that it covers, covering the new domains, 2 new monsters, I think, and about maybe 10 or 12 or 14 spells. So they're worth looking at for your game. And heck, if nothing else, you're supporting the artists who came up with all this great content. The first goddess we'll talk about is Neria, N-E-R-I-A. She is called the Dream Speaker, the Oracle of Fate, the Singer of Songs. She's the goddess of music and visions. She is aligned as neutral good, and her worshippers are typically musicians, visionaries, and advisors. Her domains are art, good, luck, and knowledge. Her subdomains are Agathion, fate, memory, and sound. Her favorite weapon is a sling staff, and her favorite animal is a wolf. Neria is full of mystery. She's a very mysterious goddess. She's very sort of difficult to pin down, and her legend is not very clear. She's called the Dreaming Goddess, and she responded to the great calling, the calling of the gods, completely unbidden. This is not recorded in the divine record of Garana, so no one's really sure why she showed up or when, but she did. Some of her most accomplished clergy know surprisingly little of her, aside from the appearance of her chosen avatar, her deep love of song, and her message of harmony through prophecy. Neria concentrates very heavily on visions and prophecy. That really is her primary domain. She provides visions to anyone who reveres her in the hope of fostering peace. If mortals can achieve their ends through wisdom and insight, she believes there will be no more war. The mortals that serve her, of course, know that the world needs a little bit more of a push than just faith in Neria, so they strive to spread her message actively through free fortune-telling and song for anyone, hoping against hope that Neria's greatest prediction will someday come to pass, as it is written in her ancient text, Destinies. Her prediction, if you can call it that, is kind of a messiah scenario. She calls it the Aria. So the Aria is to be a destined one, a lost soul, who will come someday and sit down at a priest's table and ask for, or demand, a dreamstone reading. The dreamstone reading will be so powerful and so meaningful that it will transform this lost soul to a place of power and peace. Now, Eshquala has written in his divine texts, or its divine texts, that Neria has actually departed several realities in search for this Aria figure that she keeps hoping for. So in other words, there does seem to be a little bit of skepticism among at least one god, if not more, implying that Neria is maybe not just a dream speaker, but also just a dreamer. Neria's churches are formalized with priests called augurs, A-U-G-U-R-S, clerics who also serve as fortune tellers on the road and in any of the goddess's many blue-painted temples. All augurs follow the spiritual law that they must never refuse a request for a reading of the stones. High-ranking augurs are called ovates, They oversee the faith from grand temples called Voyant Cathedrals. These are elaborate in design, the largest one being in the heart of the city of Argentum, though there are others. They typically cater to kings, diplomats, merchants, and entertainers, making the Voyant Cathedrals great homes for the faithful and social hubs for the upper class. Marvelous choirs hold performances there that are widely hailed as some of the greatest musical events in the entire world. There is a minor sect of the church calling itself the Lunar Chorus. These Lucids, champions of the Nerian faith, are clerics or rangers that bond very strongly with wolf companions, beloved by the church because of their singing, and work tirelessly to defend the dreams of others. These heroes come into conflict with all manner of sleep-related enemies, fighting them in the name of their ever-dreaming goddess. The spell preparation rituals for augurs, lucids, and ovates are all basically the same. It's through lengthy meditation just before bed. They meditate with a sachet of herbs and fragrant oils in their hands. This sachet is something they must make themselves and is changed every season. And we have two religion traits. Wisdom's waking. If one of Neria's faithful sleeps for more than 6 hours with a dreamer's sachet nearby, their dreams will be sweet and restful. For the next 12 hours, the Nerian will gain a +1 trait bonus to will saves as long as the sachet is on their person. Written in stone, Nerians are capable of drawing symbols representing divine insight on small, smooth stones. Anyone willingly receiving such a stone affords the Nerian seer a +1 trait bonus on charisma-based checks against them for the next 24 hours. Neria strikes me as kind of a Vestal Virgin-style, oracle-centric religion. Not that I know that much about ancient Greece, but the emphasis on dreaming and visions and oracles and that sort of thing makes me want to make that association. I think the really obvious use of this lore is for a Dragon's Age Fade style adventure where you're trapped in a dream world or possibly trapped outside of a dream world. Although from a DM's perspective as well, it's an avenue of relating important plot points. If the cleric of Neria falls asleep for an hour, and you can tell them all sorts of interesting things, true or false, and see what kind of trouble it gets the party into. And she seems kind of safely generic too. I can see her actually being the sponsor god of any number of players, really. It's not something that would only limit itself to musicians and visionaries and rangers. It could be really anyone who just happens to think that this brand of prophetic soothsayer type of religion is appealing. Anyway, that's all I've got for Neria, so thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you next time. That's it for this week's episode. Thank you very much for listening. My name is Klaatu. You can reach me via email at klaatu@member.fsf.org. You can also usually catch me in IRC as not Klaatu. I'm on the Freenode network. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.